Hey, this is Jimbo for Two Shots on a Barrel, and I'm hanging out with my buddy, J-Bo.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, listen, I figured it was time that we tell everybody how much we appreciate you guys listening to Two Shots on a Barrel. We would appreciate also, J-Bo, if they would go out and review the show, give us some good constructive criticism. But honestly, J-Bo, we like 5 stars and just really good comments.
That's right. And if you could avoid doing it when you're really drunk, that would be a very helpful situation. You left a review for me on a page, and obviously you were 10 past where you should have been leaving that review. But yeah, just even if you have to lie, talk good about us, please.
Absolutely. We're available on all kinds of podcast platforms, including iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, you name it. We are out there. The other thing, J-Bo, is we would love to hear from you. If you know somebody that would love to be on the show, you can always reach out to us, J-Bo. Tell them how.
That's right. We have an email, and we've had it for about a year now, but we keep forgetting to tell you we have it. It's twoshotspodcastshow@gmail.com. That's the number twoshotspodcastshow@gmail.com. Please send us an email.
And I think the cool thing to tell everybody too, J-Bo, is we're very active out on social media. We've got a Two Shots on a Barrel group page on Facebook. You're also a TikTok guy. I didn't realize you were a TikTok guy. But we actually do TikTok, Instagram, and all kinds of
things. Yeah, we're on everything. We're not really really good at it, but we're on there. So get on there, laugh at our TikToks, and I'm sure I'll get Jim on a TikTok here before long.
All it takes is for one to go viral, J-Bo, and it's as crazy stupid as you are, it's probably going to happen.
It's going to happen. Either I'm going to get frostbit doing these TikToks, or we're going to have them go viral. So
we're excited about Two Shots. We are broadcasting out of our studios here in Main Street, Bourbon Country. It's a state-of-the-art studios where we're going to have many, many guests and many, many shows for you to listen to.
That's right. We're right here in the Pearl of Lebanon. Lebanon Health and Fitness in downtown Lebanon, Kentucky, just sideways of Rigetti's Restaurant.
Make sure when you are on the Bourbon Trail, if you're staying in Marion County in Lebanon, make sure you come by. They have a state-of-the-art fitness center. It's really a all-inclusive center for whether you're men, women. They've got a place that your kids, if you're coming in for the Bourbon Trail with your kids, I have no reason to understand why you would be doing that. But in case you are, they can do it all right here at Lebanon Health and Fitness.
If you're only going to be here a day, they have $7 one-day fees to come in and work out all day long.
Yeah, so
can't beat it.
Anyways, with that said, we appreciate you listening to our shows, and without further ado, it's Two Shots on a Barrel.
Two old boys ain't much for working. Two shots on a barrel, and they're talking about bourbon. Talking about a few other things that they don't know. If you've got a question, no need to ask. They don't have a clue, so raise your glass. Take a sip with the Bowl Brothers. Now it's on with the show. From the heart of central Kentucky, the bourbon capital of the world, it's Two Shots on a Barrel with your host, a couple of hot shots of their own, the Bowl Brothers.
What is going on? So many buttons over here. Welcome back to Two Shots on a Barrel.
I tell you, you're like a mosquito in a flame over there, man. You're just staring at the lights. It's awesome.
It's fun. We're back in the studio, and it feels good. You know, the last time we did a show with Chris Hamilton, we were out in the kind of the lobby area.
Right.
Still burning up, to be honest with you. But kudos to the folks here. We've got the AC in the studio, and life returns to normality.
It's so nice to be able to breathe once again. It was so hot in here. I say 95, I'm not joking. 95.
Oh, yeah. No,
it was bad.
And no breeze.
No, it was bad. It was bad, man. But I'm glad we're back here at our fancy-dancy table in the studio with some good bourbon. And tonight we have some special bourbon.
We do.
Yeah, it's an experimental bourbon from Dallas Robinson. He put it together himself. And what did it say on the label? I'm blind. What did it say?
Well, you know, I don't have my glasses either, but I think it says blended, and it's Wallen. It is a, what is that, 90 some proof.
Wallen is his grandparents' last name, I believe.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. But he's doing like some, I guess, experimental blending, which is very cool. What's your thoughts? I know you said there's a lot of flavor.
Lots of flavor.
Going
yeah,
on
yeah.
with this
You
bourbon.
Know, I'm not a big, I just like bourbon. So it's kind of one of those things. I can't really describe it. And I know I like it when I taste it, or I hate it when I taste it. And this is one of my probably top 10. It's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
And so when you mentioned, like, oh, there's a lot of like going on with this bourbon, I was like, Jeremy, you're just either a like it or right. I don't like it kind of guy.
That's about all you
get. And for you to say that there's a lot of flavor going on,
yeah.
To be honest with you, is a little bit impressive.
That's all you're getting out of
me. Good stuff, though. And we appreciate our buddy. For those of you who do not know, Dallas Robinson, amongst a lot of other things, besides owning the building that the Two Shot Studio is located in, is also a former bobsled Olympian for the United States of America. He's a veteran in the military and all-around great guy.
He's a good dude. I could still take him. But
I'd like to see that.
Gosh, that'd be fun.
I would like to see that. It'd be like a fly swat and a fly.
Man, it's a big, big day for us here.
It is.
Big, big day. We have, not only do we have the Bourbon Festival coming up, we have a bankers meeting where we're going to do our show there. But for months and months and months, we've been trying to get two guys to come and sit with us. And they're not just two regular guys. They're two of our favorite guys on the planet. Go ahead and tell everybody who we got in here,
man,
finally.
Yeah, man, we got, this is like legit VIP heavyweight type of thing. We're talking Muhammad Ali.
That's it.
And you know, welcome to Two Shots on a Barrel to my buddy John Graves, and also to the Hall of Famer, the legendary Hal Beesman Good. Guys, welcome to Two Shots.
I'll tell you what. After an introduction like that, I'm just humbled for getting an introduction like that from two guys that get – that either had to be George Thorogood or David Allen Cole that did your introduction song to get these superstars and to get a nomination and introduction like that. We're glad to be here. You guys are just taking the world by storm.
It's
Johnny G will tell you, he's hearing the same thing.
Hey, I'm loving it. You know, Jeremy and I, we've all four worked together on several different projects over the years, but I'm going to need that recorded, that intro recorded for my wife later. you know, she always doesn't think I'm as special as she thinks I'm special, but in a different way.
In a different way,
yeah. That's right. I love that, though.
We're all
as
special.
A studio, my gosh.
Good stuff. What do you think about the studio?
A former Olympian.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this first time I've been up, and, you know, the AC's nice, but, man, everything else in here just is top-notch. I mean, you all put in some work, and good job for you all, man. This table is something, and it'll never be stolen.
Hey, it depicts what you guys are doing. You know, talking about one of the major economic development moves in Kentucky, in Central Kentucky especially, and that's bourbon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, you guys are talking about the different bourbons, and gosh, we know when we walk out the door what we see here in Lebanon, Kentucky.
Right.
I think what you all are projecting through this podcast is giving folks an idea of just that.
All right, so we were talking before we went on the show, and Jeremy was telling you we're like in 45 different countries, and truly a global podcast. Not to mention domestically, I don't know how many cities. I've lost count on how many cities we're in now. You know, it's hard for Jeremy and I to really fathom, because we know you guys as the rock stars that you are. But there's people out there that are listening in, and they're saying, okay, John Graves, what's his story? How B. Good, what's his story? So I'm going to, like, for a, you know, use as much time as you want to, each of you. I'm going to start with John Graves, but just kind of in a nutshell for the people that are listening in Thailand or Australia or whoever. I mean, tell these people who you are and why it was so important for us as the Two Shots guys, the Bow Brothers, to reach out to you.
You know, that's tough, and I apologize to everybody in Thailand because of my accent. You know, it's weird. I speak publicly here in Kentucky, but when I go overseas, I have to have a translator. But, you know, we started G&G about 18 months ago. It's an idea that we had thrown around for a couple of years. You know, I've been involved with athletics in Washington County in different forms. When St. Catherine was out there, I was the lead PA and did all the announcing for St. Catherine. went to the high school and did that, started that about 2010, and have been at the table all the way up until, you know, the last year that we launched G&G.
You know, you say at the table, essentially PA, the PA announcing for the Washington County sports.
Yeah, I do the announcing for football and basketball, boys and girls. I did that at St. Catherine and dabbled with some radio with Hal back in the day. We'd do some on-air stuff, and then we kind of took that and made it G&G. But, you know, doing 100 ball games a year is just fun for me. You know, having the ability and a gift to go out and announce basketball games. You know, we've all done it. We've all done the games. And just that added little bonus that, you know, when a kid hears their name called when they had a basket or they score a touchdown. And the fun part for me is when you hear kids playing video games. And, you know, they'll give my signature call when at a watch game, you know, move the chains, first down, Commanders.
Listen to that.
And, you know, I get messages and,
from me.
Yeah, from you. Billy was in there playing this video game, and that's all I'm hearing is John in the background. So that's kind of where I came into this, you know, with G&G, and we can talk more about that. So I don't have the repertoire of a Hall of Fame like my partner does and how. And
too young. Can you cuss on the podcast? I mean, that's how old I am. I don't even know if you can cuss on a podcast.
Well, listen.
Can you say damn? You're too damn young. So there you are. Sorry. Give me another drink.
Speaking of cussing, you know, John Graves. John, I was listening to John one night. They were doing a wonderful job. I think Hal was somewhere else.
No, Hal was there. He was doing the broadcast, and I was at the table.
Gotcha. He let one fly, and it was a good cuss word that I thoroughly enjoyed listening on public radio. And
wait a minute, John Graves then?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, we can go.
I can't imagine.
And he didn't mean to.
It was an accident.
Yeah. All I heard was, all I could think of was Hal's about to kill him.
Well, it wasn't Hal I was worried about. His mom was listening.
Oh, no.
And Norma was like disappointed in me. But yeah, it was my mic was off. And then when I was like, oh. You know, whatever.
Yeah, the score of the game was 70-35, so we were getting beat. So you know, and it's one of those that your attendance
right,
went
yeah.
down.
It was Mary Washington kind of game, and I announced them, and I my music was not, you know, and I wasn't thinking right. I got a microphone right here because I turned my button off, but he didn't. So, and then my phone blew up immediately. You cussed on the radio. You were the first one to get it, and then I turned around, hounding them dying.
I was laying on the floor texting you, laughing. So it was fantastic.
Well, I mean, listen, you wouldn't be the first guy that's ever done that.
I wouldn't, but I try to, you know, I kind of try to keep it PG.
Oh, so. Always. I mean, that's kind of what we've always thought about. You know, I've been doing this radio gig for 33 years, and I did it because we're in an agriculture community. I didn't want to do work study in a dairy barn and milk cows back in 1983. And so I worked the local radio station with Dr. David Clark up at Eastern and did spotting of ball games. And the rest led to coming back working for WLBN and calling games, doing local news. And it's so different. You know, your listeners, I guess if I were talking to someone in Amsterdam or someone in a largely populated area, we all know that 16,000 people is the population of Marion County. Well, you know, you're going to have 6 million people listening in Los Angeles. You're going to have 4 million in Atlanta, 5 million in Chicago. And so that's why there's so much choosing to be done. We found with G&G just a little playoff of taking high school ball games, putting them on a video type of production with the audio in the background. And during COVID-19, we caught a little fire because people were staying home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they watched these telecasts.
What's amazing about your broadcast is it's like watching ESPN.
We do.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's the clarity, the replays, the, you know, wonderful, you know, play-by-plays that you all do. It's legit. Nobody is like you anywhere.
You wouldn't find something like that in a town of Lebanon, population 9,000.
No. It's fantastic.
But you see, the thing we do, J-Bo, is we utilize sponsorship. You get a Citizens National Bank that will help sponsor Marion County football, and away you go. That's why we say we are live and free.
Yeah,
there you go.
If I get John to quit saying it from live and free, we're gonna make $1 million. Right, well, but live and free, you take you know, if you want to watch SEC, if you want to watch the Timberlakes, if you want to watch the Detroit Pistons, if you go online, you're gonna have to pay for it.
That's true.
What we do is we have our ads, and locally, it's working. But what we're seeing also is the folks who are moving from this area that come back and watch. That maybe now live in Los Angeles, and you wonder what they're doing. Oh, well, that's Toby Dawson out there in L.A.
Yeah.
Watching his old alma mater play.
Well, and that was
so we're catching a little bit of that.
And that was one of the things that we talked about when we decided that we wanted to do this. Is we never wanted to charge. We found a platform with Facebook that you know the internet in Central Kentucky and rural Kentucky is not the strongest, and we never wanted to be in a situation where somebody was paying to watch something, and because their internet provider wasn't strong, you know. They couldn't see it, so we said if we do this model here, we can bring it to them, and then you know it's up to them to kind of get the service. But it's grown so much, and probably more than you and I, Hal, even thought in the first year of what it could be when we were sitting here last August trying to get games on, and you know this sponsor's going to come on to where by the end of the year we've got guys that are you know former players of Washington County. That'll text us and they'll show us where they've got it thrown up on the big screen.
Yeah, like cool.
Or they're text. Yeah. They've got their group text. The player, Matthew Goods, they text and they're watching the game and they're commenting, oh, I wouldn't have missed that blocker. I'd have got that touchdown. And that's fun is you're building a brand for these kids. And Washington County and Marion County both is, you know, and we'll talk about our schedule tonight. It's not just a Washington County or a Marion County. It's Central Kentucky. We want these kids to have access to be able to go back and, hey, if nothing else, 15 years from now, their kids are going to be able to go watch it, you know?
Yep.
And it's going to be right there at their fingertips. And I know after a Washington County game, the first thing kids do when they get on the bus, they get their phones. And I can hear it on the bus. They're listening, and they're seeing what we said about them. And it's
so they can rewind it and watch. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We are finding probably about half of our audience watch it live. We're up to about 45-48% that'll come back and watch it maybe on Sunday after church just to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, and be able to catch that. And with Facebook and being able to look at, you know, who's watching and when they're watching, it makes us makes it a lot easier to bring back some good, stronger numbers.
You know, Jim, we need to go to video because I could rewind falling out of that chair about four or five times.
Here we go.
The first thing that I learned about video when we were doing basketball games, I went back and watched the game, and I said, Hal, we can't stand – face-to-face. Right. We got to stand and face the camera.
Yeah, look at the camera. That's right.
You can't stand chest-to-chest if you're about a foot and a half apart.
All right, so you know, I'm trying to think about this. Obviously, when we take a step back, GNG Productions is the brainchild of you two guys, obviously, of Hal Beesman-Good, of John Graves, an idea that essentially would bring local sports worldwide. I mean, the broadcast of local sports, whether it be Washington County, Kentucky, Marion County, Kentucky, but not only that, you've done other events where you've taken those events and you've broadcast it through the Facebook platform for the whole world to see. And not only for the whole world to see at that moment in time, but 20 years from now. And here's the thing that I think it was you, John, maybe that you hit on. I think back to 1993,
mm-hmm.
And in Marion County sports history, there's probably none other that people will point to than 1993 when Marion County won the state tournament in basketball. Obviously, a team led by Kentucky NCAA champion Anthony Epps and a team full of just really superstars in a small team in a small town. But I think about that, and you don't realize how many times that I would love to be able to have had a G&G Productions back in 1993 to have been at Rupp Arena or just throughout that season, because that was a magical season that Hal Beesman, I know you were a part of. But can you imagine the opportunity to be able to go back that many years down the road and do what you guys are doing now and watch that magic moment again? I think it's something that not only will people appreciate now and become more and more appreciative of what G&G Productions are doing, but as time goes on, they're going to be like, gosh, I'm so grateful these guys did this.
You know, it's so funny you should mention that, because we were talking about when did all this start, you know, how long has this been going on? Well, in 1993, Centel Cable were your cable group in town, and they set up to do the ball games. They did the 5th Region Boys here at Marion County. They did the tournament games at Rupp Arena, and they plugged into our radio. We've done that similar
yeah,
in the past.
Absolutely.
And they picked up our audio, and you can go back now in 1993 and watch it's not as synchronized as it should be, and it's pretty raw.
Yeah.
But if you found a VHS recorder, we've got copies of that.
Yeah.
And that was Tim Davis's brainchild trying to do that, and it really worked out well. Now, what you're doing with Facebook Live, it enables you to not only put a nice commercial on there for someone to see, but it gives you, if you're advertising Citizens National Bank and Jim Reed happens to be out there, you can communicate with him via Facebook saying, hey, Jim, how'd that sound? Oh, it sounded great.
Yep.
Hey, what's number? I hear you say 50, Clark. What's his first name? Oh, that's Michelle Clark or something.
Yeah.
It's that communicate you have now with your audience.
And that's the biggest thing that we realized early on in this is you're not just watching him. You know, when you talked about ESPN and SEC Network, you're watching the game. We have fans that are asking questions. Hey, you know, what's the rebound record? And, you know, somebody will answer. Or we'll put it out there. I don't know what the rebound points, whatever it is. Somebody said, well, I had this man in this game. And that's the fun part is that they're part of the game. They may be a part of the game in, you know, one of the 45 counties, not countries, counties that have access to us but but they're part of it. And it's that bringing that community back together. The Toby Dawsons that lives in L.A. can watch Jay Bias play, can watch some of his family members play that he didn't have access to before.
So I got a question. I see your pretty faces on the screen throughout the show, but somebody has to be running the show behind the scenes. Who are these guys?
The talent is behind the scenes.
That's definite.
We hooked up with Matt Allen and Sean, or no.
Matt Smith.
Matt Smith and Sean Allen early on in this, and that was another non-negotiable with Hal and I that we wanted them to be a part of it because of their expertise. And they own Pixel Phase Media together, and we work with them to handle all the technical side. They do the cameras, the commercials, the fading in and out. I mean, they produce what we do, and we're on, you know, the clarity that we see is because of what they bring to the table. You know, we're just talking heads up there.
Right.
Similar to the challenges you mentioned earlier, we'll throw a challenge out. Say, boy, it would be really neat to do an instant replay. What do you think? Give us a day or two. Then they'll come back with a proposal. You know, this software costs this much, but we can do this with it. What do you think? Oh, well, let's try it.
Yeah.
Same thing with like a scoreboard. How can we get a more interactive scoreboard that's more correct, that you don't have to keep a camera on? Well, they came up with let's think about it a little bit. And they came up with a piece of software that does more than just that, but is able to come in and do the score and keep up with it, and you have it just in time. It's there at the same time that someone scores.
That's crazy.
It's not like making it a minute or two late. I think the neatest thing, one of the neat things we did, we tried to dip our toe in some other things. We don't know what's next for G&G. So we did the Marion County Country Ham Days Festival Parade, and we did it last year. And we thought, well, let's just give this thing a try. So one thing we did for the screen was we would have the parade. Well, you know, we had several sponsors, and we said, well, we hate to go back and you miss part of the parade. So we automatically split to a split screen. The advertisement plays in the bottom, but you don't miss Fred Browning driving his historic tractor down the street. So you don't miss anything. So those are some of the things that we try and come up with it's a Macy's Day's parade that's Marion County Country Ham
Days.
That's
awesome. I loved it.
You know, we hope we can come up with some different ideas.
You know, Jeremy, you were talking about the guys behind the scenes, and you were correlating that with pretty faces. Of the two guys we've got here, John and
Hal.
And so I was trying to think where were you going with this question, this line of questioning? I thought, you know, do those guys, like, how did they make them pretty? Because I'm trying to figure that out.
Oh, they're beautiful guys. Come on now. I was wondering.
Hey, it's a face only a mother could love.
No question.
Look.
Hey, faces only a mother could love. We know that.
Now, during that Ham Days parade, I'm pretty sure I was interviewed, right?
Yeah, we caught up with
you. Yeah, but man. I didn't see Jim anywhere, was he napping or something at that time of day? I'm trying to figure out where you would have been.
I was getting ready for our big Central Kentucky Idol.
Probably so.
It takes a little minute.
Or in the alley with a bottle of bourbon.
All right, so probably so. It's about time for our first break. We do want to say this. We are excited, as Jeremy mentioned, the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, September 16th through the 18th in Bardstown, Kentucky. This is huge. It's going to get bigger and better every year. And all kinds of new things this year, Jeremy, which I think you're honestly going to like some of these new things that they've got at the Bourbon Festival this year. For example, new for this year, all sampling is including in your ticket. You don't have to have separate little tickets, Jeremy.
Gosh.
And so now you'll be able to do all of your sampling with just your admittance.
As if we didn't have enough already.
I know it. Here's the other cool thing. This is really cool. This is a game changer. At the Kentucky Bourbon Festival this year, you'll have the ability to purchase bottles directly from the distillery booths and exclusive Kentucky Bourbon Festival single barrel bottles from the Kentucky Bourbon Festival Bottle Shop. That, my friend, is a game changer this year. They're going to be at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. The other thing, unlimited reentry. So you'll be able to not only stay within the confines of the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, but you will also be able to go around Bardstown, which we did last year.
Right.
We were able to do that, but apparently not everybody was able to. This year, they're going to be able to do that. There's so many other things that we're going to talk about. But cool event, again, the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, September 16th through the 18th of Bardstown, Kentucky. For more information, go to kybourbonfestival.com, and we'll link you up with the ticket link. Tickets are still available to the Bourbon Festival. We will be there. That's the other exciting thing, J-Bo. We would love to meet every single one of you all. We will have our booth there. Come up, say hello. Have a drink of bourbon with us, and it's going to be a fantastic time.
Can't wait.
Before we get to a break, the other thing we want to do is get well wishes to kind of a podcaster friend of ours. Mm-hmm. We got to hang out with the boys this past weekend at Limestone Distillery, and Ruben, who has been having some health issues. He's on the mend, doing better, but get well wishes to our buddy Ruben.
That's right, buddy. Stay away from the carpet, okay? Just stay away from the carpet.
Yeah.
You'll be just fine.
We won't even go there. But Cross the Lines, check out their podcast. And while we're doing that, why don't we do a little spiel for Cross the Cross
Sounds
the Lines.
Good.
Are you looking for a clean, fun podcast that you can relate to? Well, we've got it for you. Cross the Line, 1524, originates out of Indiana. Former high school rivals. Now our buddy's sitting around a speakeasy bar talking about common day events, common things. We keep it light. They keep it easy. It's a good time. Check out Cross the Line, 1524. You can find it on all the podcast apps and players. You can also check them out at crosstheline1524.com or check them out on Facebook, Cross the Line, 1524.
Those dudes are some good dudes, Jeremy. We got to hang out with them. Not only with those guys, we also hung out with Stephen Fonte with Limestone, which is always a treat.
You got there late. I got to hang out with Steve Beam as well.
That would be a treat for sure.
And Derek Mattingly.
Yeah, kudos to those guys. We're a true treasure here in Marion County for sure. And kudos to the Cross the Line guys. They hooked us up with some fantastic Limestone Manhattans. Which, by the way, you didn't finish, and I finished for you.
I appreciate it.
I felt obligated.
Appreciate it.
So, good stuff there. But, again, get well wishes to our buddy Ruben, and hopefully he's going to stay away from carpets.
Go, Ruby, go!
All right, stick around. We got more Two Shots on the way with my buddy Hal Beesman Good and John Graves. You're not going to win him. You're not going to win it.
You're going to live.
You're going to live. You're not going to win it. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to find out a little more information about the guys. I mean, we talked about G&G, but I'm sure there's some treasured information about the individuals, John Graves and Hal Beesman Good. Maybe Norma Good will not want to know about it, but we're going to talk about it anyway.
She'll know. Trust me, she'll know.
All right, sticking around. More Two Shots on the way.
All right, so J-Bo, I found out the older you get, the more kids, as your kids grow older, you suddenly have a damn fleet of vehicles.
and the both of us, man, we can tell you all about it. We both have brand new 16-year-olds hitting the road. So let me tell you how often we're visiting Big Old Tires these days.
And it's important when you got your 16-year-old out on the road, you have good tires.
Oh, absolutely.
And the place to go, we know, is Big Old Tires of Lebanon and Barstown.
That's right. Billy Taft has been doing this a long, long time. If you want advice on getting the perfect tire for the perfect vehicle, go to Billy Taft first at Big Old Tire.
And not only can they supply you with some great tires, they also can do oil changes, mm-hmm. brake work, you name it. And here's the cool thing that really impressed me when I visited Billy Taft and Big Old Tires the last time. That dude is customer service extraordinaire.
Absolutely. He's been like that as long as I've known him. I've known him a long time. He's a great guy, just like off the court than he is on the court. He's just A+, and I love that dude. He's really, really genuine, and he knows his tires. And if you're having problems, let's say this weather's crazy, okay? It's raining a bunch. Go in there and let him put new windshield wipers on your car besides going and trying to do it yourself. I'm speaking by experience here, Jim Reed. It's a terrible, terrible thing to do, putting wipers on yourself.
Big believer in Big Old Tires of Lebanon and Barstown, right here in the heart of bourbon country. If you're in for the bourbon trail, your car kind of messes up on you, go see our friend Billy Taft.
Pit stop. It's all it is. Pit stop. You're in and out and off to the next distillery.
There you go. Big Old Tires of Lebanon and Barstown, a proud sponsor of Two Shots on a Barrel. All right, so one thing we've learned on Two Shots is it's important to know where to go when you need a good attorney general.
Yes, sir. It's very important nowadays. We've had to get one of our own here lately, and we got the best in the business.
We absolutely do, and we found out one morning when you go visit Don McCauley, you better enjoy bourbon and stick around for a while. Because not only is she very good and an expert attorney, she also knows her bourbon.
She does know her bourbon, and she knows where to get it, and she will not tell me where the secret stash is located. But that's okay.
But she'll bring out many of the unicorns that she has in her house, and we enjoyed spending time with her. But on a serious note, we know that folks listening out there need to have good legal representation. Don McCauley.
Don McCauley, you are right. 144 West Main Street in Lebanon, Kentucky. Her phone number is 270-692-0684. If it's legal anything, she will take care of it. She will be there for you, and she will be the voice that you need to get through this situation.
We're talking real estate law. We're talking business law. We're talking anything criminal related, divorce, you name it, bankruptcy, any of those things, Don McCauley can take care of you.
If you're nervous and you just don't know which way to go, if you need that voice, call Don McCauley. Once again, 270-692-0684.
Yeah, good stuff right here in Bourbon Country. Don McCauley, Law Office of Don McCauley. Thanks.
Marion County Trail could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky. You'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon, and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour, Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon-aging flavor, and Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission,
270-692-0021.
Tired of paying rent? Do you dream of owning your own home? Now is the time to make that dream a reality. Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Have you outgrown your current home? Need more space? Or just the opposite? Are you looking to downsize? Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Whether buying or selling, now is the time. Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns Realtor, Exit Realty Bluegrass, 270-402-4036. Call or text Lisa Kearns, the helpful agent.
Hey, the Bow Brothers are back in action, and we could not do it without our good buddy Terry Woolley. And what a comeback Terry Woolley is making, J-Bo.
Hey, the little birdie told me he has a new CD coming out very soon. Possibly a Christmas album, possibly a religious album. I hope he does both.
Absolutely. And right now he's got so many great songs out there. You can check them all out on Spotify, iTunes, you name it. You can go and get all of the music from Terry Woolley, or you can go to his website. That is terrywoolley.com. He's a great friend of Two Shots on a Barrel. We love that guy. Go check him out today.
That's right, it's terrywoolley.com.
Didn't take me long, couple years or so. Decided to make a brand new.
You know, Beesman was talking about that intro. We need to give another gracious plug to Terry Woolley.
Did he do that? Is that him?
Yeah, that was Terry. That was Terry.
I had to guess. I was going to guess it was the guy from down at Bradfordsfield.
Philip Clarkson.
Philip Clarkson.
Yeah, no, Terry.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Terry. Terry is not only has done that for us, also a sponsor of Two Shots.
That's right.
And just an all around. In fact, you know, I was thinking about that, Jeremy. We were talking about guests and stuff, and I thought, man, you talk about a great guest on Two Shots, because this is a guy. You know, you hear about all these people that chase that dream of Nashville,
mm-hmm.
and Terry not only chased it, he grabbed it by the tail and really did some good things and was on the cusp, I'm talking cusp, of stardom and really associated with the who's who in country music. You know, he told me the story once about Merle Haggard. He opened for a Merle Haggard concert, and Merle was so impressed that he sat on the side of the stage while Terry opened for him one night.
Oh, my gosh.
And was just, he said, dude, you're good.
He probably peed a little, didn't he?
He probably did.
He probably did. I would have.
And then the stories about, you know, the thing about Terry is, as good as an artist he is, and he is outstanding, but Terry is an unbelievable songwriter. I mean, just an unbelievable songwriter. And he tells stories about, you know, people that won his songs, and they're like, yeah, sure, I'd love to be able to. And then when he says, all right, so how much are you, what are we going to talk about price-wise? And they'll say, I'm not giving me anything. And he's like, well, listen, you're not getting my song either. You know, but a great guy. And I think that's one of those guys that would be a great, great person to have on the show.
Like,
but today, speaking of great people for the show, we're hanging out with Hal Beesman Good and John Graves on Two Shots on a Barrel.
Good people. I had John on my radio show once. I had a radio show a while back, and he'd come in, always come in when there's bad weather, and we just talk about weather the whole time, not playing the music.
Wasn't there one night that you John partook in some bourbon and really had a tough time with
it? He did. He almost died. Do you not remember the where is that? We still have that bottle with a little less. You
want
to try it?
No. That was the night that...
Was that the old St. Nick?
Yes.
Yeah.
That stuff got me choked up and red-faced.
Your face was so red, I thought he was tanking on me.
Yeah, every once in a while, I'll get a hold of something, and I don't know what it is. My face gets blotchy and red, and I'm like, yeah, I can't drink that.
Like, John,
a lot of times it happens.
It sounds like Jeremy and coffee.
Yes. Exactly.
I have more fun with my blotchiness than you do then.
You're exactly right. But John has an infatuation with thunderstorms like myself, snowstorms. So whenever that happens, John and I just go crazy on Facebook.
Like,
so
little storm chaser dudes.
Oh, big time.
All right, so we talked about G&G and what a cool thing that is. I want to know about the guys. So I want to know about John Graves. I want to know about Hal Beesman Good. I'll start with Hal. Hal, obviously, for those that don't know, he mentioned 30 plus years in the radio business, but that's doesn't even start to touch on what all Hal has done in his life and what kind of differences he's made. He's made a difference to me. I can tell you that first and foremost. Hal has been a mentor of mine in the radio business, and not only in the radio business, but just in the human business, and as far as how to treat people the right way and those types of things. But so I say all that to say this, Beastman, for folks out there that are listening, you got your start, as you mentioned, way back when in the radio business, JT Whitlock, who, for folks that are listening in, especially around Kentucky, especially those folks that are in the radio business, JT was a one-of-a-kind type of guy in the radio business. But I'm curious if you've got any good JT Whitlock stories or JT Whitlock mentor stories for Hal B., the young guy that was wanting to get into the radio business.
Always enjoyed a Sunday morning with JT because, you know, when you first get into it, you work whatever they give you. So I think for about 3 years, WLBN, I worked Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd always come in on a Sunday morning, and we would talk. And JT's passion for radio was always there, and some of the things he would do. And JT, back then we had carts that we'd cut a commercial on, and he would clean off a cart, and he'd say, well, let me go in here and cut a 30-second. And, of course, it'd naturally go about 60. and he'd just go to a stop, and he'd say, all right, let me give this to Alvin. This will run just fine. So and he had his two famous sponsors down there, Ella Lines.
My goodness gracious.
Ella Lines at the Top Shop, you know, where
I still remember that commercial.
Bras are half off this week and panties are down. So, I mean, that was his famous spot.
Did he do that intentionally? I mean, was that an intentional, or was that unintentional?
We're sitting there laughing about it. We're not, you know. Not, yeah. I think he just did it.
It was completely unintentional.
Natural. Yeah, I mean, it's just like he did the one, the Wheel and Deal was down here. And he goes, yeah, he says, you can get a free banana peel at the Wheel and Deal. You know, just you get anything down there.
Yeah.
He told me one time it was January the 2nd, and he had a big sale at Ella Lines. And he said, I got to cut me a big promotional spot on this. And I said, what's your promotional spot going to say? He said, well, had a big 1983 year. Oh, yeah, that's a good picture right there. 1983 nice. New Year's sale for Ella Lines. I had it January 1 yesterday. And guess what? Nobody in Lebanon sold more than she did yesterday. So she's got the top seller of 1983. Well, that's pretty good. She does right now. He says, oh, yeah, but I'm going to cut me a promo on that.
That's awesome.
He loved radio, though, and he was fun. He left a good impression on you. People like Alvin Wren, Tommy Burris, those guys that worked down there, they always were a big piece of history down there. And then I worked there, and then I worked with another guy that after that, Ed O'Daniel in Springfield, brought 102.7 into town in 1989. And he had a guy named Henry Lackey from Henderson, Kentucky. Henry was one of the best.
Yeah,
he would come in. He said, "Here's what we're gonna do for football. We're gonna do Star of the Game. And guess what? You're gonna go out and you're gonna give them a little prize after the game. And you're gonna talk to them on the radio live." I said, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah, we got a transmitter. He said, we'll hook you up." He would do things like that were neat that we never did in radio. I
mean,
you know, we were just trying to talk in the can back then, and you know, hook up and do the best we can. And he always had some great ideas to do with that. We did that for a long time. Greg Gribbins came back and worked there.
What a great dude, right?
Roger
there.
Gribbins, and we all worked together there for a long time, and long time, and just really enjoyed it.
So when you were growing up, you know, we talked about your mom. I love your mom, by the way.
Yeah, she's crazy.
I hope
you.
I don't know if she's a podcast girl, but I hope she can be a podcast girl after tonight, because I have a feeling she's going to want to listen to this one. And we, Jeremy, you know, you and I are big fans of Todd Good.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Hal's buddy and Hal's brother, I should say.
Love him.
When you were growing up over there in East Texas, God's country, did you have dreams of being a radio guy?
I think only when my dad would suggest to me, you need to get out of this tobacco patch. And I agreed with him. I said, man, you're right. I got to get out of here. This is not for me. So I would work over in radio, and he says, so you're working over there spinning records in the air conditioning while we're out here cutting tobacco. And I go, yeah. And he said, why would you come back?
Smart man.
So, you know, he was smart all that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I grew up milking cows and did all that and still did some farming. But the more I got into it, the more I liked it. I'm kind of like my mom, you know, when it comes to talking, you have a good gift for gab. You just want to be able to talk to different people. And I like meeting new people.
I think I'd like to just hang out with your mom for a while.
Yeah. Oh, it's my mom loves you guys. It's Todd's crazy about J-Bo.
Oh, man, that's my buddy.
Man, if you were to say, hey, Hal B, I'm going to stop a minute and in tribute to Todd Goode, I'm going to play a double shot of Kiss Destroy.
That's right.
Kiss Destroy. I mean, because he would know. He knows that J-Bo knows his taste in music.
He's awesome, man. I love
you guys.
That's good stuff.
That's probably where I got more involved with it. And really, the story's true. When I went to Eastern, I went to St. Catherine 2 years after I finished up in high school. And when I went to Richmond, they said, well, we're going to give you work study. And I go, great. I mean, I need the extra money. And they said, we're going to put you in the dairy barn. I said, well, I milked cows for 19 years. I go, can I do anything else? They said, well, how about working at the radio station? That's a little bit of JT back then. Heck yeah, put me in there.
Yeah.
So I worked classical radio for about three years.
Yeah.
But a lot of fun. A lot of fun up there. And then came back and worked, and it was a lot of fun. Really gave me a good piece of just trying to do it. It's unbelievable how it's changed. I mean, now it's changed so much. I mean, during COVID, I worked out of my office in my house.
Yeah. Never would have thought that, right?
Yeah, broadcasting a show. And then tonight I'll go home and cut local news and work an hour and do some production.
Still active in the radio business with our buddy Roth Stratton and the old WOKH group, the Bardstown Radio Group, Bardstown, Kentucky, the heart of bourbon country.
Probably average 5 or 6 hours a week. Very similar to you and doing your Sunday morning show. Yeah. I still do my Saturday morning show. So, yeah, just enough to stay into it.
The radio bug bites hard, doesn't it, Hal?
Yeah, it does. I tell you what bites harder, though, is grandkids.
Yes,
I'm telling you, I have the past 3 years gave up a whole lot spend time with my grandkids. John will tell you this. I mean, I just, you know, if they need or if they want, I go. And I really am glad I'm doing that.
I know you're, you and I have been buddies for a long time. I know you're very, very proud of your kiddos. The thing that I've learned about you, though, is as proud as you are of your grandkids, or of your own kids, you're even more so of those twin Irish grandbabies.
They are, Jack and Eleanor. And then Matthew just got married, and so, you know, we've had a big wedding there. His kids are married off. My wife Marilyn and I bought the old home place and fixed it up, and my mother lives there with us, and we get along fine.
You know, one of the coolest things, J-Bo, of Hal, and there's so many accolades and so many things you could point to, but you know one of the coolest things that I could point to about Hal Beesman and why I love him so much?
What is that?
Because he married a sweet Marion County, Kentucky girl.
We both did.
Yeah,
that's right.
I did too. John Graves did. Yeah. So you guys know where to come for the beautiful girls.
We're draining that blood out.
That's it.
You know, we're trying to give them intervention of Washington County blood.
All right, so
we like that. We like that Marion County look. They got
there. You go, J-Bo. I know you're chomping at the bit right now because this is your opportunity. You know, I've known Hal, and this is your chance for all of our listeners to get to know our buddy John Graves.
John Graves, man, everybody knows John Graves.
Even the people in New Guinea or wherever.
Yeah. Yep. John.
What's
man,
up, J-Bo?
I tell you what, man, you know you're one of my favorite guys ever.
I know. When you did your radio show, you know, I was blessed. One of the first, maybe one of the first couple of nights I jumped in over there. And then I remember I come back about a year later, and it was COVID. We were talking about COVID that night, and it was like March. And we were like, yeah, everything's getting canceled. But it'll be over in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Here we are. Still trucking along, aren't we? Well, John and I have a lot in common, man. He was one of the first guys I met when I moved to Marion County. We both do private events with our mobile DJ services, and I don't really if I can't do your party, I usually just don't. I just say I'm sorry. Hope you find somebody. But once I found John, I had somebody to send them to. He does the same, and it's been that way for years and years. It's just like, man, I take great pride in weddings and events, and John does as well, and we've done hundreds and hundreds of parties. We swapped parties. We've emceed for each other. You know, he came to my 40th birthday party. I don't remember it, but he was there playing music, and I mean, it's just great to have a guy like you with similar interest in this town. It sure made it easier moving here, knowing there's people like you here.
Well, and I remember when you first come down and we first hooked up, you know, it was always good to have somebody that could we could spot equipment back and forth. You know, mm-hmm. in our business, you play on Friday night and you get a little wild and you blow a sub and you look at, hey, J-Bo, I need a sub. You got me? And he was always spotting me. And, you know, it's funny you say that. I got into the DJ business. Trent Ford, who is another radio mm-hmm. guy that's out of Campbellsville, lives in Greensburg now. You know, I started working with him in 1996, just kind of carrying equipment. And then bought Atmosphere in 2005 and just kind of started my own little thing. But that's what got me into sports. I went to St. Catherine in 2007. I took a gap 10 years out of high school and started back at St. Catherine in 07. And JT Burton had just gotten the assistant coaching job down there. And Wade O'Connor was the head coach. And he had gotten in trouble by the sisters the year before because during timeouts, he wasn't always as PG as the nuns sitting across the gym would like him to be.
My kind of people.
Yeah. So so JT was like, John, can you play some music? So I was covering the coach up. That was my only job.
Drowning the dude out, right?
And so I'm like, well, if I can play music, I can get out here and, you know, I can announce it. You know, I can basket by somebody. And so I just kind of figured it out from there. But that's how I got my start in sports back here locally. And then in 09, I hooked up with Hal, and we did some radio work. I said, hey, if I bring my own microphone and my own headset – and I work for free, can I work ball games with you?
Yes.
And Hal said...
$25.
He said, just a small little handling fee, and I think we can make that work. I would go down on the field, and you know, they'd throw it down to me, and I'd, you know, say my little piece and go back up. But, you know, that's kind of where we started in radio, and it's that was 2009, and 13 years later, you know, we are here. But it's been fun, man. I've seen some great basketball games. You know, be it over here at Marion County or Washington County. You know, I can remember Washington County getting beat in the 2010 playoffs by Monroe County by a point in the snow. And, you know, and to see some of the players that have come through Washington County, you know, and Michaela Epps, you know, I did some work over here in Marion County during the 2013 state championship run that they had. And it's really cool just to have that relationship with the high school players and, you know, and get to see them. And, you know, it keeps me young. Although my son Jackson, he reminds me that I'm not young. And when the boys come over to the basement to hang out, he's like, "Dad, you can go upstairs now.
You need to go."
This has been, you know, I kind of fell into all this accidentally, kind of like Hal did. You know, just and you know, sometimes timing is everything, and you just are in the right spot at the right time. I have the face for podcast and radio, but I've got a voice that you know, I've got a sound, and so it just kind of fell into it. And then Hal and I, we really feed off each other well. You know, the timing back and forth between us is been special to have somebody. And I've known Hal. I mean, I met Hal in 1993 when I was a freshman in high school, and he was doing radio, and he gave me a 102.7 The Bear shirt.
Nice.
That's been a long time ago.
And that was my first memory of Hal was doing radio.
Does it still fit?
I can't believe you just asked that question, man.
I may be able to get around. The neck hole fits.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Now, one thing in the line of work that you're doing, you have to love your job, and you guys, it's Jim. You're in the same boat. You all show the love for football. I mean, you're same in basketball, but when you're talking, y'all got so much juice flowing through the microphones, man. Y'all are into it. I'm into it because y'all all this energy you're spitting through the mics is amazing. And I want to watch the games, but I'm more interested in what's going to come out of y'all's mouth because y'all are so excited.
Well, and you have to be because these are 15- and 16-year-old kids who are dedicating part of their life. You know, if you're talking about football, it's 8 months a year that you're practicing or playing. And you can't go up there and just kind of ho-hum through it. You know, if you're getting beat 40-0 or you're winning 40-0, you got to bring it because, you know, that's their little moment of shine. You know, a lot of kids don't go play college ball. And you know, we take a lot of pride in it. You can't really tell by our tone whether we're up 40 or down 40 because the kids are going back, listen to it. And just stay positive. You know, I can find something positive out of anything that's on the field because they work their butts off. And that's why a lot of times I do PA.
Right.
You know, I don't get paid to do PA. I draw a check every year that Washington County hosts the district. But that's the only time I ever get paid. And I do it because they work their butts off for three, five, six, 8 months a year. And if I can just sit down at a table and take 2 hours out of my day to just say their name when they score a basket, yep. that's not hard.
So how do you do it, Jim? How any of you all, when you're down 40, all right, and it's happened around here in the past, how do you stay upbeat, Jim? You've called many games where it's just such a blowout. I'm at the radio pushing the buttons for you, and my head's just bouncing off the table trying to figure out how you are coming up with this energy when you're getting your pants smoked for 2 hours.
It's an easy answer for me. I learned from guys like Hal Beasman-Goon.
So how is it, Hal?
You know, you got to make sure to remember what the game is all about. Now, some people say, well, you know, win or else. Well, you want to win. You got to have the will to win. That's just like in life.
Right.
I mean, you guys want this podcast to win, and you're doing the things right to make it to that situation. We want G&G to do the same thing. But you take a young kid, the easiest thing you can do is just drown his spirits.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, what we do is like the player of the game. And you may get beat by 30 points, but guess what? You're our player of the game. You had these two good plays. Well, yeah, maybe I did. And, of course, when you're playing against top-notch competition, that makes it tough on schools, smaller schools like Marion and Washington. I think you just have to be able to go in and tell a little bit more. Like, I was talking to Eric Daugherty, our friend who's going to be doing our Marion County games with us. I go, be more concerned about what's this kid doing at school? You know, if he's a good athlete, that's even better. If he's going to help lead you to something, that's even better. Let me know what's going on the field. Don't take it off the field. Keep the ball on the field. But tell me what, you know, is going on with this kid. And find out more about, you know, what he likes to do. That'll make them feel good. It makes the program more interesting. And I think that's the thing that we have tapped into with G&G and what you all are doing with Bow Brothers. It's amazing the people want to listen to this because they love the conversation. They want to find out more about Lebanon, about Marion County. They want to find out more about what are these ball games about. I've never heard of anybody calling a high school ball game on the radio. So you mean my grandmother that lives in Chesapeake could listen to a game? And it's just amazing.
It's amazing.
So I think that's the key. And you just got to be upbeat and be more positive about it. You see, the sign says be kind. We all need to be more kind.
But it's got to be hard, John, when it's 20 degrees, it's snowing, a little bit of sleet flying through the air. And this has happened, Hal, because I was doing a game, and I could hear your teeth chatter, okay? And you're still happy.
Lloyd Memorial, yeah, 4 years ago.
That was a rotten game. I think I'm just so cold.
It was.
And no booth.
But boy, we had no booth. They put us on the stands.
I thought they said we had no booze.
That could have improved our standing. That's for sure.
I think our buddy Bernard Smiley says it best. If you do it for the kids, everything else will work out. And if you just keep that in mind, that you're doing this for 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old high school kids, you know, you want to be proud of the product that you put out there. I mean, again, you know, they're volunteering their time. They're doing something they love. And why like Hal said, why break them down? What's the value in that?
Zero.
I don't see any.
Zero.
And what happens when you have a winning season, when you're old like me, you say it was 1993 when Mary County right. had that good state tournament. Yeah. You don't forget stuff like that. I bet you Jim Reed could name you every player on that team in 93.
Absolutely.
You were the ball boy, weren't you?
Yeah, something like that. No, something like that.
Same thing with the state tournament with the girls. I mean, it's just one of those kind of local things that kind of make you proud.
And so my perspective, and I've had the pleasure, true pleasure of working with both of these guys, and more so with Hal, obviously, from a standpoint of doing games together. And
just because I'm not as old.
Yeah, you're not as old. I mean, how, you know, but I will tell you this. I will tell you this, and there's been plenty of times that Hal and I've been doing games, and again, every game is a learning thing for me because I'm sitting next to a guy like Hal who's been doing it. It's such a great level for such a long time, and there's times, Jeremy, where I'm like, how in the hell did Hal get something good out of that? He's like, so my point is, he's not just talking about being positive and finding I'm like, there's times where Hal finds positive stuff where I'm like, Okay, that's a good learning experience for me because I didn't see that. But he's speaking the truth right there.
That's true.
Well, I guess we've seen a little bit of everything. And we haven't even talked much about setting up. Back in the day when you had to set up and do games by phone, you know, you'd have to have your live phone line. I remember going to Metcalf County, and we set everything up, and this old guy comes in and says, "Y'all looking for the phone line, aren't you?" And I said, yeah, that's us. He said, "Give me about 10 minutes. So we're up there setting everything up, and I got a window right beside me, and I look out the window to my left. There's this guy climbing up his pole.
Oh, gosh.
And in his mouth, he's got that telephone line.
Oh, my gosh.
So he gets to the top, and, of course, he takes his teeth and just strips those lines, and he hooks it up, and he goes, "Hey, do you got a dial tone?" And I put it in. I go, "Yeah." He said, "I'll see you after the game."
Oh, my gosh.
He shimmy back down, and there we were going.
That's crazy.
It's amazing how technology has led to where even in a small town, you can have a podcast
right
upstairs in your own studio and go to the whole world. It's amazing.
It's crazy.
It blows me away. It's good stuff, guys.
Hey, let's take a commercial break, and this will be a live break for those who are keeping score at home.
All right.
The Kentucky Bourbon Festival is coming up September 16th through the 18th in historic Bardstown, Kentucky. The Kentucky Bourbon Festival brings bourbon lovers to Bardstown. And boy, oh boy, can we not wait to be a part of that. Two Shots on a Barrel will be set up and can't wait to be able to bring you live stream through the Two Shots Facebook page in addition to some podcasts. There are still tickets available, and you can go to KentuckyBourbonFestival.com, and they'll be able to link you up with some tickets. All kinds of new things this year. We mentioned some of those before our first break, but your tickets this year will include all sampling of bourbons. In addition, you'll be able to purchase bottles directly. Now, this is cool, directly from the distillery booths, and exclusive Kentucky Bourbon single barrel bottles from the Kentucky Bourbon Festival Bottle Shop. Additionally, you'll be able to tour Bardstown while you're there with unlimited re-entry to the festival that allows all the attendees to come and go as they please. Over 35 different distillery booths will be available at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. 20, this is crazy, Jeremy, 20 Kentucky Bourbon Festival single barrel selections specifically chosen for the Bourbon Festival. All kinds of educational sessions, which I plan to have you attend those, Jeremy.
Oh, me, okay.
So that we can be up to snuff. Musical entertainment, food trucks, vendor exhibits. It's truly going to be the best Kentucky Bourbon Festival ever. We should also mention, Jeremy, that we will be a part of the Independent Stave Company World Barrel Relay Contest.
Is that not the craziest thing?
That is crazy.
Gosh.
It's going to be on Saturday. This is open regardless of whether you've got a ticket to the Kentucky Bourbon Festival or not.
Right.
It's from 10 to 2 right there on the lawn at Spalding Hall. It's going to be a fun event. Our buddy Alex Peake is going to be bringing top-notch, what would you say, musical equipment?
I would say a small set scale concert style speaker system, and he's going to come in, and we're going to play some very loud music, and we're going to get people hyped up, and we're going to have the biggest party you've ever seen.
It's going to be so much fun. It's the World Barrel Relay Contest is sponsored by Independent Stave Company, our friends Andrew Weebrink, and also our buddy Chad Littlebino Spalding, the entire ISC crew. And here's the deal. I'm hearing more and more about how serious these distilleries are taking this contest. They have like model relay deals set up at the distillery so that they can practice for this. It's going to be huge. I'm honored to be a part of that.
It's going
to
be crazy. I've been watching them on Facebook. They're showing them practicing. I'm like, oh, man.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
They have a lot of work to do out there.
They do.
It's crazy.
I got to be honest. When I watch the videos, I'm like, that looks a lot like work.
Well, you remember how hard it was moving a barrel just up the steps? You know,
I didn't have to do that.
No, you didn't. Now that I remember. Gosh, man. Yeah, it's a lot of work, and those barrels aren't light, and they – we got to read up on exactly the rules and how it all works. Because
I have a feeling we're not going to have to worry about the rules. We're just going to be worrying about the bourbon and right. the crowd and the music.
Right. So, look, you need to take it a little easy on the bourbon leading up to it because...
yeah, you know, I'm going to have to hydrate.
Well, last year you had to cut it short because you were so tired after the first hour.
I was. I didn't make it to Sunday. I've got to I got to remember it's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's exactly right.
But it's the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. Woo! It's September 16th through the 18th. Historic Bardstown, Kentucky. Come say hello to Two Shots on a Barrel. We will be there in attendance. We'll have our booth set up courtesy of DNA Barrel.
Cannot wait.
Bargain Barrels, Barrel Bargains. Anyways, Daniel Shortridge and his lovely bride, Ada, they will hook us up. And our buddy Jim Brady's going to be there with his camera in tow, taking pictures. We're excited. So come and visit us at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, September 16th through the 18th in Bardstown, Kentucky. All right, back to Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out with a couple of celebrities in the house.
That's right, John Graves and Hal B. How you feeling, boys?
You know, this has been a great evening. It feels good. You got your air going back here behind me. You know?
Yeah. We wanted to keep you good and cool.
Kind of like
you
Jerry
know?
Clowers running from my ankle to my elbow. Nice. So I'm happy.
Nice.
I'm happy.
It's always good to hang out with you guys. You know, the one thing, sometimes you have a guest occasionally that you're like, all right, we're a little concerned about pulling information out. This show was not one of those, was it, Jeremy?
No, you called. You said, so what are we going to talk about? I'm like, we're going to sit at the table and talk like we always talk. Just talk. And you're like, I mean, he's always, you know, knee-deep in paperwork trying to find out stuff. I'm like, dude, it's John and it's Hal.
I absolutely prepped zero for the show.
And it's worked out fine.
Yeah.
It's worked out fine.
With the four of us, I never was concerned about how long are we going to talk. It was not what we were going to
exactly.
say. We've all been at this long enough that you give us a microphone, we're all in our happy spot.
It's game on.
We're all waiting for our chance to talk. You know, we all love to do it. We've been able to be a part of it. Give me my gib. So.
Now, there's one thing you did not talk about when it comes to G&G Productions. It's a very, very important thing we need to discuss, and that's who do we need to call? If somebody is on the couch listening right now, wants to get involved, wants to spend some money with you guys, they need a number. They need an email address. Can you offer that to us?
GNG.live, I think, is our website, and that'll direct you back to our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's a very easy email. Mine is Halb, H-A-L-B, at GNG.live, L-I-V-E. That'll take you right to me. We've got, you know, whole crew. John's got his email address set up, but you can send it to me and just, you know, tell us kind of what you're looking for. We've talked about some things we want to do. We've talked about some different things we'd like to put the toe in the water to see what we have. But here locally, there's a Dominican sister retreat area called St. Catherine, and we've done some programs for them. They're celebrating their 200th year of just existence. So there's a lot of history-oriented things we do. We talk about the bourbon, what a history we have here, but a lot of other things like the Civil War. We got the Paravel Battlefield that's located about 20 minutes from here that, John Hunt Morgan had one of the bloodiest battles in the Civil War there, toward the end of the Civil War. And, I mean, people come from everywhere to see that. We've talked about doing just different, not as much a documentary as just an infomercial, information more about what we do and how we do it. That's where we kind of fall into play because, you know, being what we are, live and free, it makes it easy for anybody. You know, my 85-year-old mother can get on there because it's live and free because you don't have to fight the credit card. But others have been able to find that as well. So we're trying to see what could be the next best thing.
Gotcha.
We like the ideas of those sports programs that aren't publicized as much. We don't see a whole lot of ladies soccer.
Or a men's factory league championship game.
Nice. That'd be cool.
We did that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We couldn't believe it. I told John we were talking about it. I said, I bet you we have 800 people watch us
That's
today.
Awesome.
He said, no way.
I think because we always count our who's watching with us live.
Uh-huh.
And I think we come in, I said, the over under 70, you know, Sunday afternoon, 2:00, you know, I'm like 70 people may get on. And I was like, nah, we're good. We got up to like 130 people. that were watching it with us that day. You know, when we did the Bardstown Washington County game in the 19th District Tournament, we had 500 people watching with us at that moment. That's liking and, you know, cheering and everything. I mean, that's the fun stuff. But yeah, we don't know where this thing's going to go.
The fun part with us though is what we see at the end result. And you know, you can boost these websites and these pieces that we do through G&G all you want. But we just let it, you know, we let it grow organically.
Same here.
And we're seeing 2,500 people watching these ball games. Now, somebody from Atlanta, Georgia says, well, that's nobody. Well, for us, it's a big market.
It is.
If you can tell a local advertiser you got 2,500 people that are going to see it, well, there's nobody else really locally, even in newspaper, local newspaper, that they're going to read it. I mean,
and we can tell you.
That's what we have to, as a selling piece for what we do. But, yeah, we're kind of wondering what's going to be next.
And the good thing about the analytics that Facebook and some of these social media platforms gives you is we can tell you where they're listening or watching from.
Yep.
We can tell you the demographics of who's watching. We can tell you how long they watch. Right. On a basketball game, we're averaging about 8 minutes a viewer. That's a long time when you start talking about interacting with people. You know, how many commercials we run in a basketball game to get our sponsors in.
Fun thing we did, like, here's a Mordecai's restaurant. We got a gift certificate to Mordecai's. We'll do toward the end of a broadcast and say, okay, if you want to win a $25 gift certificate to Mordecai's, give me a hashtag Morty's. And one time I think we had about 80 people that did it, and we have a software package. We gave it to our computer guys to figure it out. And you go in and you put every hashtag Morty's we had, and it draws a name.
Wow.
And okay. That's been kind of a neat, interactive thing we do. I think more interaction, more things to that extent we can do, that's going to be to our success.
So one thing that that I like about podcasting, and I found out today, you guys are the same way with your show, is you offer something to the advertisers that radio and TV cannot. And that's when you advertise with John and Hal, it stays there. You can always go back.
Absolutely.
It's not gone in the air. It's gone. Podcasting. That commercial is going to be there forever. As long as we're together and doing the show, it's always going to be there. So you're getting, you're paying, you might pay a little price for it, but it's never going to go away. And people are always coming back listening to our podcast and your shows. You said they 40%?
About 45%.
Come back. So they're catching those commercials.
About 5% that are out there just doing whatever, but most of them come back.
So when you advertise with these types of shows, you're getting more bang for your buck.
Well, and one of the things that we do is when we cut an ad for one of our businesses, it's their ad. You know, we post it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We share it off our page. You know, our sponsors are what makes this work. You know, we can't do this without them. You all know the cost of producing anything. And our sponsors give us the ability to do that, and we try to give back to them. Our rates are as reasonable as probably more reasonable than most local media, I would say. But, you know, we'll cut you a commercial. We'll come in and cut you a video commercial. We have the ability to make it look like ESPN and cameras, or we can just do a voiceover commercial with a business card. It depends on, what level you want to come at. But that's your ad. Post it on Facebook. We'll be glad. Yeah, run with it. And, that's the neat thing about it's not a monetary thing for us. It's just what Hal and I have done for years in the community. We're trying to do a little bit to make our little communities better.
Yep.
And that's the motto that we take with everything, is just what can we do to make Washington County and Marion County just a little bit better.
We're trying to find those features like football and basketball. That's not for everybody, but there's folks that are even in this community who have a law firm that would just put it out there.
Yep. That's true.
I mean, so what could they tie with to maybe even get more exposure to someone who's watching their grandson play Marion County football? You just never know, on that
piece.
That's
good stuff, man.
Yeah,
well, I'm proud of you boys. Proud of you.
I'm proud of you guys. I mean, this is
man,
this has been fun. Hal, don't let me drink when I'm on the radio.
Well,
on G&G.
Well, FCC don't allow it. So sorry about that.
Well, Facebook does.
You know what's fun?
They do. Well, by God, what'd you wait for?
If we could just amp up that Sunday morning harvest show, get it a little more exciting, play something other than church music, man, we'll be doing some good in the neighborhood.
I want to tell you about the Sunday morning harvest.
That's where I get a lot of my Jesus from.
Me too, man.
That is the best local radio idea. I'm not just telling it because it's him. It's the best local radio piece, original piece.
It is.
That's been put together here for
a
long time.
You think I give y'all crap when you're on the air. You should see what I send him while he's
when I do his show and fill in his show, I get more response back.
Oh, it's great.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
You really
got to keep doing that.
You really don't understand how difficult it is sometimes, Hal. When you're trying to stay in the Jesus mode on Sunday mornings and you're getting texts from your buddy and he's talking about stuff that Jesus wouldn't talk about.
During COVID, he asked, can you bring me some coffee? And I'm the only friend he has, I guess, that will go get him coffee. So I'll bring him some back with bourbon in it.
Yeah,
I figured he had the debate of Jesus turning water into wine.
That's right.
Jim, you've got to explain this to me.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You don't understand what it, you know, how you've got a pretty good business partner in John Graves. My business partner is Jeremy Bowman. Put yourself in my shoes, Hal Beasley.
Oh, I give him hell.
I tell you, you're not going to get much sympathy out of him. You're a good guy over here.
No, I got to tell you, nothing but respect for both of you guys. I mean,
100%.
Take away G&G Productions and everything that you're doing there. And again, I think with that, you're only going to see as time goes by just truly how valuable G&G Productions is with what you guys are doing. But, I'm talking about, you know, we talked about the human side, yeah. The human part of what Hal is provided to me and John Gray's and our friendship and what you guys do just in the communities outside of G&G. We always talk about doing something good. You guys are the epitome of what doing something good in the neighborhood means. And hey, listen, I'm for you guys to come in here and grace us with your presence.
We're glad to be here, and I don't know what John thinks, but, you know, I just want to close with just saying you guys do a great job in just making people have a good time and smile. And I think that's been missing in our world, too. You talk about just being good to people. Okay, you got to be good to them. But I've been to your events with what you have at Ham Days and your events you have with the radio station and having people sing for the idol. And they have fun. And I've been to them. And I have seen people have fun. And 30 years ago, I may have hung around longer because it is fun. And you could even last year, I was going to help them see it, John. And then, you know, these guys show up because Sarah Evans canceled from
You're
another
right.
gig they
yeah.
had. And people just, you know, they like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how good is that? He's kind of an old he's an old PA guy. I did the junior miss. I just do it different. But I like the new style because, you know, they come out and it's high five and it's bouncing around. And it's that energy that people look at for that. But it makes them smile. And if we can do things like that, that's what you all do best. I would encourage you, please keep doing that.
Well, we appreciate it. People one thing about him and I, if we're not having fun, we're just not going to do it.
No,
we're
I
just
don't blame
out.
You.
Well, and that's my daily motto. If I'm not having fun, it's when it starts turning into work, I'm out. I'm done. I'm lazy. I'm lazy to an extreme. If I can figure the easy way to do it, and working with Hal and you know, even all of, you know, when we've all worked together, we always have a good time. And again, it's easy to have a good time when you love what you do in any capacity. Just go out there and have fun. Again, I'll give the Bernard Smalley quote when it comes to what we do. It's all about the kids, man. If you just keep kids in mind, it'll all yep. take care of itself.
Kudos to our man Bernard.
I know.
Smalley.
Did you see all that yesterday?
For those of you that don't know Bernard Smalley, Washington County native, really a guy. He's been the park director at Washington County for years and years and years. Also a coach. It's hard to say just how many kids that guy has made a difference in
all of their lives.
And I got to tell you, Bernard, I'm blessed to call Bernard a friend of mine.
Yes.
And I can't think of a better way to recognize the contributions that Bernard Smalley has done for his community. I don't know if you saw that, Jeremy, the big nice sign at Idle Hour Park over there in Springfield, Kentucky. But yep. that guy, you talk about really making a difference in his community. That's a guy that's made a difference in his community from the get-go. And
without a doubt.
And, you know, the Howes, the JBs, and the Jims, and the Johns, you know, we're out front. But Bernard's the one that's in the shadows a lot of times, just making things happen. You don't know he's the park director when you show up there for an all-star tournament or you show up there for a ball game. He's not the big personality out on the field. He's the guy that's out there raking a base pass. Mm-hmm. Man, that burger was strong.
His hair's getting red. Look at it.
Yeah. You're getting a little blotchy there, John.
Yeah, another shot. None of the two shots on a barrel. I'm going to be on two shots on the floor. But yeah, Bernard is just, I mean, he's just what all these small rural communities need and have. And we're blessed to have him in Washington County. They did a big tribute to him last night at the ball field as he's retiring with 27 years. I know he's been a good friend to Howie. He's been a good friend to me. And Bernard really got choked up. They named the entry coming in off Walnut Avenue Clay Smalley's Way. And then there's a sign that will be put up probably this week that says Bernard Smalley's Adelaar Park.
Cool. That's awesome.
And it'll always That's be awesome. That. Bernard, always yeah, be Bernard, that. Another one that played basketball and coached boys and girls. And, you know, Bernard's awesome.
Guys, before we get out of here, I do want to give a special shout out to our folks in Eastern Kentucky. Obviously hit by just historical rain and flood, and it's still just, you know, heartbreaking to see what the folks there in Eastern Kentucky are experiencing right now. You see some of the stories. The one that I cannot get out of my head is the thought of the two parents who lost their four children
under the age of eight.
Yeah, in the floodwaters of Eastern Kentucky. Just I cannot imagine. But our prayers and our thoughts are with all of those folks in Eastern Kentucky. We've got friends of the podcast, the Kentucky Music Mafia, who I know are doing good things. Those guys wrote a song, East Kentucky Strong, that's phenomenal. Every penny from that song is going toward the relief efforts for the folks there in Eastern Kentucky. I saw today where Chris Stapleton, Nashville superstar, Chris Stapleton showed up. People didn't even know who Chris Stapleton was because he just looked like a guy that was helping. But yet Chris Stapleton was there in his stomping grounds doing whatever he could to help those folks in Eastern Kentucky. And so, again, sincerely, our thoughts and our prayers. Jeremy, I know you've been involved in some of the efforts in getting supplies and things to those folks there in Eastern Kentucky. So I don't want to steal all the thunder from you.
No, man, Brian Smith is the man. He's the one putting it on with Marion County EMS. If you'd got anything, I mean, I was like, Brian, do you need water? He's like, dude, they lost everything. They need cat food. They need dog food.
Yeah.
They need toothbrushes. They need water. They need snacks because they don't have a microwave anymore. So these kids need food. Give them peanut butter and crackers, something that you can just hand them.
And I'll tell you, that's why we live in the greatest state ever. If you looked over the last 3 years in this state with COVID and how everybody's pulled together, the tornadoes out in Western Kentucky December of last year, the floods in Eastern Kentucky, it takes, you know, the rain hadn't even stopped in Eastern Kentucky, and the rain hadn't stopped in Western Kentucky, and there were people saying, okay, here we go. Yeah, that's why we live in the greatest state ever.
Right,
everything
man.
Else is just noise here, guys. We live in a great state, and we need to highlight more of that and less of the junk.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
So if you got anything you want to drop off, Marion County EMS.
Yeah,
let me give you Brian's phone number. I have it here because, you know, Brian's been reaching out to Community Action, and he's reaching out to some of our friends in Community Action. And thank you, Marion County EMS. Brian Smith, 859-516-1302, 859-516-1302. He's the guy that can help you.
That's
You're right.
We're going to load up stuff, inventory everything tomorrow, Thursday night, Friday, load up time, truck rolls out Saturday morning.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. And again, if you're not local in the Marion County, Washington County area, there's so many other avenues for you to help support the efforts in Eastern Kentucky. But those folks could definitely use your prayers, your love, your support for what really truly was just a historic tragedy of great magnitude there in Eastern Kentucky. Guys, I love you all both.
Thank you.
Love
you too, man.
Appreciate
love you,
you all. And listen, best of luck to G&G. You guys are doing great things. I love it. The best part about G&G is you can throw it up there on that big screen, watch it. It's truly like ESPN. I know you all have got a full slate of games this year. Real quickly, Hal, if people want to see that, they go out to the Facebook page. That's the best way?
G&G.live is the Facebook page. Email me. I'll lead you there. HalB at G&G.live.
All right. Until next time, I'm J-Bo.
You're J-Bo?
Yeah, J-Bo tonight.
All right. I'm Jimbo.
Hey, peace out, guys. We're having a lot of fun. See you next time on Two Shots.